The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Once again, I welcome you to Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny. And for those of you by the grace of God who are following us online, may the Lord bless you. Your lives will never be the same. I want to announce to the youth that a couple outside the country, when you celebrated your day, they sent you 500 cedis. So the youth, you have 500 cedis to your account. So I'll be giving it later to the youth pastor. And then one of our sisters who made a pledge to come and do a special presentation for the senior pastor's 60th birthday. For three things to happen to her, she wants a scholarship in a university in America that she has applied to do her master's there. She also wants a visa. And then, what is the third one? Like, ticket. As I speak to you, after the 60th birthday celebration, after the 9th of July, all these three things have happened to her. As I speak, she has arrived in the United States.
I'm on the United States of America.
A professor couple came to pick her from the airport.
And
she was communicating to me, this couple, they are nice. I want to stay with them. I
said,
don't tell them
that
you want to stay with them. Be there until they ask you. She made a pledge to buy 10 bags of cement.
So cement bag a do.
And then there's something also about communion. And she has entrusted that to me. So I'll be presenting 10 bags of cement to the building committee. And then I'll go and look. I mean, the thing is there in my office. I'll go and look what it is. So she has done it.
And to honest, so why yet?
There is also, there used to be a family here, the Quinos, John Quino, and the wife, what's her name? Juliana. They used to live around here and then they built and moved to Kasua. And I heard that, in fact, when they went there, they joined an Assemblies of God. Later, they've left Assemblies of God to Pentecost. But the long and short story is that the woman is no more. Juliana Quino is no more. So the husband, John Quino, came to me and brought me the obituary. So we will put it there. I want to say here, those of you who just disappear from the church, and those of you after that, and then something happens, then you go and see some opinion leaders among you. And they will tell you, go and see pastor. There are three people who have come to me like that. And I just said, This one, not word of knowledge. Not word of knowledge.
Either
you psychology. This person told you to come and see me, Say yes. So this person told you to come and see me. Yes. Three times.
Premier sound.
I don't know whether it's the word. I don't know. I just said, so this person says, When they come, before you tell them to come and see me, question them. Otherwise, very soon, I will start embarrassing some of those people.
Yes, sir.
I have announced it. The poster will be there. We are also supposed to receive in the house honorable the assemblyman Otuese with his team to come and introduce to us the NDC parliamentary candidate for this area. But as at now, they are not yet around. They sent a letter to us. Okay. I understand there is an emergency, so they cannot make it today. Okay, thank you. I also want to welcome our own and my own Ellen back from the United States. Amen. And all those who travel and they are back, you are most welcome. Please turn your Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. And Isaiah 65 verse 24. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. I am reading from the King James Version, but you can let the NIV be there. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word boldly is translated in some versions confidence. Turning to Isaiah 65 verse number 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before they call. I will answer. And
while
they are yet speaking, I will hear. Or I will listen.
And I make see.
The theme I'm speaking on this morning is the prayer of a covenant child of God. The prayer of a covenant child of God. It is because we are praying.
And I'm saying,
the Holy Spirit has laid on me to share this with you. To let you know the importance of prayer. The reason why we should pray. For you to know the danger of not praying. The disadvantage of not praying. For you to know that when you can no longer pray, or you don't feel like praying, you are really under a serious attack. Why is prayer the most difficult thing for most believers and churches to do? Why is prayer the number one focus of the enemy's attack on the Christian life? Look, the enemy does not care Haven't the church engaged in many social activities?
Oh,
look, we come here, we are doing Miss Ghana. Church service, and we are just displaying. Go to some churches. I don't want to say, continue with that. It is sad. Everything they are doing there is just social. Pleasing themselves. Pleasing the members. Relieving themselves of pressure and tension. It is good. It is good. There is a place for social things. Because we are spirit and we are also flesh. You go to church. People just want a short word. But then singing. Not the singing that is creating atmosphere for miracles. They are just pleasing themselves. You go to church. It is good. Is that Mr. Bernard at the back? Is that Mr. Bernard? I dream you were dealing in oil. So very soon you are going to enter into oil business. You see me after church, eh? I couldn't hold this one. It was so big, eh? You see? Recently, I was in a serious need. I asked him for help and he helped me. And you see the dream I had about him? This is the dream I've had about him. Amen.
Amen.
I don't bother you, but this time I'm going to start bothering you.
I see. Also, we say not on time.
I'm going to start asking you for things. Even when I have, I will ask. Because I've realized that will open many doors for you.
Now, when we say I know should be a pumbi brima monti.
Anyway, that's just a joke. You know.
Yeah, bro.
Look. The enemy hates two things. Revelational teaching and prayer. Teaching that opens your eyes. Teaching that ignites something in you. Like our podcast. You are hearing things. And you are awakening. You see your ears, your eyes opening. The devil doesn't like that. Anything that will open your eyes. And any spiritual action you take. In prayer. For something to happen. He doesn't like it. If you are a prayerful person. Count yourself the most blessed. People may mock you and say. After all your prayer. Listen to me. Prayer is not a waste of time. Prayer is a supernatural investment. It's investing into the supernatural to deliver the natural. One day those who are saying after all your prayer, nothing, they will see something. I said one day they will see something. One day they will see something. Because prayer, according to Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 to 5, another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was giving much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. Let's continue. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came bells of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Look, your prayer is going to produce an earthquake.
I
said very soon.
Until
your prayer is going to produce an earthquake. This scripture is talking about the end time tribulation saint, those who couldn't make it to heaven. Those who couldn't make it during the rapture. But they have decided not to take the mark of the beast. So they have been killed by themselves. I mean, they killed them today. They will come and cut off this hand. After 1 week, they will cut this one. They will cut your ear. You can't go to hospital because you don't have the mark. That is how they will die. So their prayer, they were crying. And their prayers were going. They were being guarded by a censer. And Revelation chapter 5 verse 8 says there is a bow.
Also.
But you see, by application, this is teaching us the modern church today, you and I.
And away, I tell me no, and I say
that our prayers don't just evaporate in the thin air. The prayer of you, a covenant child of God, the believer in Christ, does not just evaporate in the thin air. Your prayer is guarded. In a golden bowl. Golden censer. And when the bowl is full, it is poured down. Answers are poured down. You realize that most of the time,
in Pempe, you know,
after we have engaged, in fact, the enemy does not care having the church engaging in many social activities. But the moment he set himself to pray, the enemy rises up to distract us, to preoccupy us with other activities, to discourage us. Many excuses. You hear people giving many excuses. Now my boss has given me a different schedule. Now we are to attend classes. Now we are to do this. Please, be careful. We are in the end times. If you don't discern the times, look, Christianity is individualistic.
Na Christosu eye ankro ankro.
You are not committed to God for me.
Na umfa ho nsi wo manyame emma me.
You are not serious with God for anybody.
Weni mri wo nyame mu emma
obi dia. It is for yourself.
Eye ma wankasa.
And for your tomorrow.
Eni ma wo atina so.
And for your generation or descendants.
Eni wo wo so.
See, the enemy attacks our prayer life because prayer is a supernatural investment that delivers natural. I just mentioned it. Prayer is the quickest way to getting anywhere. To getting the best from God. Prayer is the quickest way of getting anything. Of getting anywhere. Somebody said, but Pastor, I've been praying about this and I've not yet gotten it. The answer will come. Because the persistent prayer life in the right spirit with the right attitude of a pure or sincere heart is the major key to assessing Impossibilities. Say this together with me. Say the persistent prayer life. Say the persistent prayer life. In the right spirit. With the right attitude. Of a pure heart. Or a sincere heart. Is the major key. To assessing impossibilities. Jesus spoke this in a parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8.
Luke 18:1-8.
And the purpose of this parable, you can see right in verse 1. Then Jesus told the disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. It's about persistent prayer. It's about a persistent widow and an unjust judge. And how the unjust judge, the unyielding, rebellious, stubborn judge, how he gave up. Because of persistence.
And I'm saying,
again, when you look at Luke chapter 11, verse 5 to 13, Jesus gave another parable there about persistent prayer. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me. And I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answered, don't bother me. The door is already locked. And my children and I are in bed. This may be a woman. Because a man cannot say, I and my children are in bed. Most of the time, men are not in bed at this time.
So,
I can't get up and give you anything. Listen to verse 8. I tell you, even though he will not get up. Okay, it's a he. It's a man. Even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship. Yet, because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Do you know why they put he there?
Because
the New Testament is always he. The Bible is he. Even where there is a she, they say he. You know, this is another example of persistent prayer. So we are seeing here that anything is possible. To whoever persists in prayer. People say, I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
Keep on praying.
Prayer is not the end. Prayer opens the way for the end. It is better to pray for something. It is prayer to birth things in prayer. Today, I always use this. We don't hate you.
I see
youth. Your way of choices of marital partners. They will tell you that, oh, daddy, but your time. Our time is different. Listen, the word doesn't change. Your time is different. That is why today, people can marry within 3 months, within 6 months.
I'm
a Jofoy.
They are running away.
Okwagbade tasi. Osi. Look at your grandmothers. Look at your mothers. They have stayed in it. 40 years. 50 years.
And you know,
so, so. You, 6 months, 1 year. I'm a chofoy.
You are running away.
Because of the foundation. Anything whose foundation is weak. Not solid in prayer. It doesn't last. Not that prayer is the end. Let me just divert a little here. Even in the church. Don't say, oh, he's a Christian. She's
a Christian. Oh,
zero in prayer on the person. Because you don't know how committed he or she is in the heart with God. Because right inside the church, some brothers and sisters, they are disgracing people. They are disgracing the church. Because a sister thought, he's a brother. We have been in the same church. Today, the sister is regretting. Today, the brother is regretting. Even in the church. Even when you belong to the same group. Take time to pray. And find out. What is in the person. Because you are married character.
Now, you
are not just marrying the flesh. Some of our brothers have so. I was telling a brother, I said, you have disappointed me. The church accompany you to go and marry. Look at what you are doing to your wife. Look at what you are doing in the marriage. You are a shame. You are a disappointment.
Oh, we are insensitive.
Who is a covenant child?
When are you, Pamba?
A covenant child is anyone for whom God Almighty is willing to offer any price, including the very life of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to acquire, to birth, or to redeem.
Now, Pamba ni obibi nyami ankasa, nyami twedi ampon, onagasa de no hu, ane ne ba Yesu Kristo, amano, sa odibe jino, anadibe tono.
Give me 1 Corinthians 6:20.
Mami Corinto,
1 Corinthians 6:20. Okay, let's take Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us. For who? For us. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God gave his only begotten son for you. That tells you how important you are. That makes you a covenant child. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs or joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering. In order that we may also share in his glory. That place, if we share in his suffering, if we are prepared to live like Christ. And to go through Christian mockery. That is the suffering there. Not just you should suffer. No. Some of you at your workplaces, your colleagues, they make fun of you. So this is what makes you a covenant child. And when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. Okay, let me, before we come there. If God could give out Christ to die to purchase your soul from sin, Satan, death, and hell. What else will God not give you? God will answer you. Because of what Christ has already done for you. Because Christ has already paid the price with his life. In John chapter 19 verse 30, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. You were bought at a price. It cost Jesus' life. He went to pay. Therefore, honor God with your body. Because now your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is no longer your own. What do you do with your body?
And then I'll do new.
How do you handle your body?
Who Quran is saying?
What do you do with your life?
And then I'll do.
How do you handle your life?
What Abraham Oyen is saying.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of human beings.
Wow.
Do not become, you have been bought at a price.
That's
what makes you a covenant child. And as a covenant child, everything that concerns you concerns God. Everything that concerns you concerns God. We see this in Isaiah 63 verse 9. Let's clap for the media. They are doing very well this time. They are doing very, very well. They are doing very well. But don't let deliverance sickness catch you. Eh? After you praise them.
The next one,
don't let that catch you at all. Isaiah 63 verse 9. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. He's talking about the Israelites.
We can suffer Israel for no.
In all their distress.
Oh,
all that they were going through.
Under
Pharaoh. All that they've gone through, he too was distressed. But see, God doesn't just come in. Because he has given you and I a will. And he has created a channel. A supernatural highway. By which we can come before him. That is prayer.
We am praying
to obtain mercy. According to our text, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16,
we should
approach the throne of Christ in boldness.
With confidence.
Why in boldness? And confidence. Because we are covenant children of God. As a covenant child of God, as a covenant child of God, there are seven things. That says your prayer above any other religion's prayer. I shared this last Sunday. I want to repeat that. There are seven things. That's the main reason why we are to approach the throne of grace with boldness. Let me add this, start with this, that number one, you are a covenant child.
Even
before then, you are first of all a covenant child. Say, I am a covenant child. Say, I am a covenant child. You see, do you know why you don't believe in these things? Because you haven't started yet. So the devil still has your mind. And because of the environment in which we live, and because of our bitter experiences and battles, sometimes when we hear these things, it is making you hate. This thing isn't really true. Am I really a covenant child? You see, God hears all prayers. He hears the prayer of every religion. Because He created the entire universe. And everything God created has life. The sun has life. The earth has life. Rocks, they have life. Rivers have life. The sea has life. Vegetation has life. They have ears. They hear. According to Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. Revelation 4:11. God created all these things for His pleasure. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. By your will, some verses say, unto your pleasure. By your will, they were created and have their being. God created for Himself, including you.
And I also can be.
And He put Adam there.
And only Adam got to her.
To head and manage and govern and superintend over all creation.
So not only be beer, but then you know.
But Adam misbehaved.
Now, Adam, I am a papa.
We know the story. But Jesus Christ came.
Now, yes, we so by.
And restore you and I back. So God hears the prayer of every religion. But there is a prayer that enters His throne. Get this clear. God hears the prayers of every religion.
He hears.
Because He's not a deaf God. He hears. But there is only one prayer that enters His chambers to bring answers. And that is a prayer of a covenant child. Of a covenant child. A covenant child that is born in Christ. That is why the church should not joke. In fact, somebody was asking me the other day, went for this thing. Say,
no, baby, Sammy, it'll be a call, baby.
What at all? What will you regret if God should just call you, appear before God?
Now, and then I'll be no home, saying, I mean, fro, when you now, so not could pure any man.
He said, no, I'm not saying you are going to die now.
Uncle, so baby, who says, yeah,
I say, yes, I know.
I see me in power.
I said, do you know what now, I will regret? I didn't pray enough.
I see my mom pay be pray.
Hey, please, I am leaving you.
I see you, me jao.
He just said, please, I am leaving you.
I see me jao, I call me coming, baby.
Later after the meeting.
Now, in 7 minutes, I chill be crying now.
He came back to me.
I saw my meeting bill.
He said, Papa.
I see Papa.
Do you know why? When you just said that, I just said I'm leaving.
Do
you know what I was going to ask you? Papa.
Papa.
What is the secret of your prayer life?
And then I
because I want to pray like you. But I don't know why I asked you that question first. But the way you answered me, if you are regretting that you are not praying enough, then Papa, if you are regretting that you are not praying enough, tell me.
And I'm here.
Papa, that was why I left you. One of the pastors said, I say yes.
I say, Annie,
I regret that I have not prayed much.
Now,
keep quiet.
No, you
didn't. If you know what prayer is, and if you know what prayer can do or produce,
yesterday
at the naming ceremony, before I mention the things,
we
were coming to the naming ceremony. And I was just telling her the revelation God was giving me. I was thinking about the message to present at the naming ceremony.
Now, me dream for a summer, my back hour, I've been into an assay.
Then God just began to tell me things that I say, God.
And then, if I say, can't say me to the HM,
do you know that?
Now, what
do you
say?
There is a difference between people who were just born
and since now,
and people who were whose pregnancy came by prayer.
Look,
let me tell you. Some of us,
you will be,
who were just born,
our
parents didn't pray.
Majority
of us sitting down here. It is a tradition that when you marry, the next thing is that you should start having children. It's a tradition. It's not a sin. Some people were just born.
Me,
I was just born.
But
God is teaching me that
there
is different between people who were just born and people whose pregnancies came out of prayer. Because the baby was not coming. So they have to pray. 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 Let me tell you.
Mama can't tell.
Those who were just born easily. Because you came out easily, your life will not be easy. Right at birth, your battle starts. But those who came out of prayer, immediately you come out. And when we our shell, say, yeah, it is slow. Look at our own children. Pardon me. Keep quiet. I say, you see, we know.
I see any bar.
Look. I say, yeah. We can see.
Yet, you
this thing is real. You go and find out. One of your children, whose pregnancy came out of much prayer.
Ah, ni yisano empire bebre ekomo asono
baye. Compare that person.
Fano toto
to the one whose pregnancy just came.
Ni yisano eba isa.
Go and research.
Kwaye hwehwemu.
That is why.
Enu tina.
From now, you see, pray.
Bompae pa.
For the next child you are going to have.
Ama abofra fofra oba be wono.
We must birth things by prayer. Because anything you birth by prayer, it has a supernatural backing. That That's why some of us, our battles are not ending.
Because
we just came easily.
Yeah, by some
because we broke out easily,
we
shouldn't have it easy. But those who came out of difficulty, prayer pulled them from the pulling center of heaven.
Where
babies were kept. Prayer brought that child. Because that child has been birthed by prayer. Prayer has already opened doors. I mentioned seven things.
Number one,
the reason why you should never stop praying. The reason why we must make prayer our everything. Number one, because we have in heaven God the Father who hears our prayer. Psalm 65 verse 2. I gave you this last Sunday. Number two. We have Jesus Christ, who has tasted all that we go through,
and experience.
When you put on the human nature, according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12,
to 18,
who has been tempted or tried in every way.
Hebrews 4:15.
Sitting at the right hand of God. And interceding for us. Romans 8:34. And Hebrews 7:25. Number three. We have the Holy Spirit, who knows the mind of God, dwelling in us. 1 Corinthians 2:9-17. We have the Holy Spirit who knows the mind of God dwelling in us. Number four.
Let us know.
We, the covenant child of God's prayer, does not evaporate in the air, but is gathered in golden bowls
and
censers. Revelation chapter 5 verse
8
and Revelation 8:3-5. There are bowls that are receiving your prayers. Number 5. The covenant child of God's prayer have access into the chambers of God.
Now,
Hebrews 4:16. Number 6. The covenant child of God's prayer carries the key of binding and losing the heavens and the earth. Matthew 16:19. Number 7. The covenant child of God's prayer is delivered by a name.
And I'm
that is Jesus Christ.
Yesu demo.
Philippians 2:9-11. Do you know what actually delivers your prayer? It's the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus that delivers, carries your prayer. That is why we are to pray in the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus that delivers your prayer. That is why we are not supposed to give up. Now, there is a warning and admonition to the covenant child of God's prayer. Let's take these warnings and admonition. Number one, don't give the enemy, Satan and his host, a license
or
legal right against
you.
To every covenant child of God, what you need to understand about prayer, to receiving answers to your prayer. Number one, don't give the enemy, and that enemy is Satan and his host, a license
or
a legal right against you. John 14:30. I will not say much more to you. For the prince of this world coming, for the prince of this world is coming, he has no hold over me. King James said, he has nothing in me.
Now, if we are seeing forever, now so only
he what is it in you?
And then pan awo umwa
that the enemy has.
Ah, obon sam no awo.
He has anger in you.
Oh, ebufu umwa.
He has jealousy in you.
Oh, no, come
he has unforgiveness in
oh,
you.
Unfighter.
He has lust in you.
Oh, akonosu.
He has immorality in
oh,
you.
Edramamosu.
He has disobedience
oh,
in you.
Adewo.
He has stubbornness in you.
Adewo.
All these things, they are from him.
If you're born Sam,
when he finds them in you,
nasa, oh,
that becomes his
lancet.
That is why it is very important we start prayer by declaring the blood, by confessing our sins, by removing the lances and the legal right of the enemy. Because we are living in a fallen world that produces a lot of challenges. And we are living in the flesh. The flesh is more aligned to the enemy than to the spirit of
God.
Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16.
There is
a conflict between the flesh and the spirit.
When
we talk about the flesh, not this physical flesh, but the desire of the flesh. There are many licenses and legal rights the enemy holds on
us.
Ancestral covenants that have not been properly dealt with by us. Family covenants, parental covenants, personal covenants, and personal covenants, personal licenses. They are made up of our belief systems, our mindsets, our language, the words we
speak,
and our lifestyle. Listen to me, child of God. Look, the devil is not using bazookas to fight us. The devil is not using intercontinental ballistic
missiles.
The things the devil is using to fight us, they are our weaknesses. That's why the Bible says we should be one another's keeper.
Look,
you should have friends who hold you in check. You should have somebody who tell, this one we don't do it.
What
this thing? What this thing? I am telling you. Anybody who lives alone, what that person? What that person?
Yes,
that's why sometimes when look, sometimes when we are praying, demons are laughing. When we are doing prayer gymnastics,
hey,
look, I don't know whether you go to prayer meeting when they say, let's pray for the nation. We pray for the nation. We pray for Ghana. We pray for Ghana. They say, let's pray for our leaders. We pray for our leaders. Then they say, let's bind witches.
Kato!
Hey! Sikaya! Pukaya! one. You see, look. I don't know why they stop us from Lekong Botanical Garden prayer. Those days.
I see
from 1985
to 1990.
They will pray and pray and pray. We bind. We bind. We lose. So friends. Then somebody will jump and hold the thing. Then you hear boa. The person has fallen to the ground. That was why they stop us. From Lekong Botan. That's why we appear at Achimota. Because Achimota. The trees there are not big. It's a bush. So you don't have anything to hold on. But Lekong, because they use, it's a botanical garden. It's for school. It's for the subject of botany. Studying about plants. So they planted those trees. They studied them. So they have grown big like this. And the people will be praying. You see, when you get to a point, the person will say,
no,
I think this one, the tree must also receive some of the prayer. They will chop and hold the tree. Kuata! Boa!
Kuata!
What has the tree done to you?
And then the
why is the witch? What has given that witch power?
And then said to me,
it is something in you. You are in the chair. You are not talking with somebody. Your heart is full of envy, jealousy, anger, it is you. It's a warning.
Hey, Kokoba.
The words we speak.
In
when we are angry.
Yibufu.
You just throw words.
Na yetu tun semu ni nemu yumuk sa.
After all, what?
Ni na today.
All die be die.
Owo be owo.
The demons are marking you.
Na abo Adamo no mo isha onso.
All die be die.
Owo be owo.
Mark.
Ni atia no.
After all, what?
Ni na today.
Am I the only one?
Na mi kwa.
Mark
you.
You cry.
Who cry?
Death is only once.
Oh, what the emperor kupa?
Mark you.
Na atia no ho.
Then you are going from prophet to prophet.
Na pe one na in commission for so.
And because the prophet must eat.
And I'm saying in commission we say money did eat.
So he has to tell you something.
And that's on the be true.
I'm not talking prophet.
Oh no, sorry, tell commission
for. We need prophetic ministry.
Yeah, here in commission you may
dear. But you see, we have turned prophetic ministry into something.
Yeah, then na e be be full from.
So that even when God is not speaking. Or what God is actually saying. They are afraid to release it. Because they will offend you. I'm telling you. Let me tell you.
I see on control.
Some of you, there are things I can't tell you.
I see a movie in some want to me can't say.
I will offend you. I will offend you. So I will not.
I will
just pray for you. But if God insists on me, then I'll ask God, how should I say? Because we need wisdom. Number two. The Bible says, watch and pray. The first one is so don't give the enemy lances. Right. You see, this is answering some of you. When you are, say, I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. There is a woman who sent me. She has been coming to our crossovers. Pastor, why? My promotion. Now again. No. My promotion.
Ma now,
Pastor, why? I've prayed and prayed and prayed.
Ma bo, 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 bo.
The last time we came to crossover, I saw her standing at this side. She was holding a young girl.
Look,
I was watching. Then, as we're praying, she turned to the young girl.
No,
I am not closer, so I don't know
what.
Then, you see, that tells you.
No, I know what you're saying.
She's not patient.
There's only a butre.
She's not patient. So she's manifesting impatience. So maybe that's what she's doing at her workplace. Then you are saying, check something.
Now, who can say, I'll pray and pray and pray.
Number two, watch and pray. Jesus said it to the disciples. In Matthew
26.
Is it? No. 41. No, it's 46. 46, sorry. 46.
45, 46.
46.
45, 46.
Then you return to the. Are you still? No. It is there. 40 something. Watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Watch and pray. 41.
Yeah.
26, 41. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You do know this scripture has. This verse, this portion has 2 minutes. Your circumstances should lead you into prayer. And after prayer, watch what you do. Listen. Prayer can give you a husband. Prayer can give you a job. Prayer can give you promotion. But it is character to maintain that husband. It is character to maintain that position. It is character to maintain that connection. That character is not God. That character is your responsibility. So watch and pray. Prayer can give you anything. Prayer can get you a husband. Prayer can get you a wife. Prayer can get you a job. Prayer can get you a position. Prayer can get you a breakthrough. But it takes something to maintain
character.
That one, you must develop
it.
So you pray and go and watch how you live. You don't just pray. Watch and pray. I am answering those who think that they have been praying. Look, apart from God's timing, and apart from God taking you through a particular process, all other delays in answering prayer, 99% depends on us. Number 3. Don't be a God user. Rather, develop a relationship with God. Some people just go to God for needs. Because they want something. So they are serious. They are praying. The moment they get that, I've seen people, the moment they get, they give birth.
Oh,
my baby.
Oh, my boyfriend. Oh, my,
why? It's a long time you've come to church. Some people meet there till they have wedding. Their commitment to God
changes.
Look, God is not a magician. So when you are coming to him, he knows you. He knows you are just a user. It's the devil that does that. God wants relationships. The blessings of the Lord make us rich. He has no sorrow. God doesn't just want to answer you or get you that thing. He wants that thing to get you closer to himself. He wants that testimony to keep you closer. That is God. And number four, then your worshiping of God, your services and ministry to a covenant. Look, until your worshiping of God. Let me just use this. I'm just using, you are playing drum.
He's interpreting. And that's what he's
saying. I am preaching. Until I make it a covenant. A ministry. The blessing will not start. Look, if I tell you, Mama, if I tell you the things God is teaching me after 60 years.
Now, God,
why didn't you teach this me when I was 30 years?
I said, no one church me if he said,
you see, from 60, your time is no longer long.
So
God will bring everything.
God
will bring everything. I never knew this. Last week, God was mentioning people in this. I am not blessing them. And I was shocked. I said, what you see as me blessing them is universal blessing. I have blessing for every human being, including armed robbers, including killers. The sun is shining now. Is it not shining on armed robbers? When it rains on farm, does it rain on the farm of the armed robber? We call them universal blessing.
But we
have specific blessing for covenant children. And God was telling that only few people are accessing. Because they have taken their work with God, their services with me. Everything they are doing as a ministry, as a covenant. Even when no one is watching, even when no one commands them, they don't wait to be told what to do. When something becomes a ministry and a covenant, you don't wait for anyone to tell you. And even when you are involved in it, and somebody is talking and distracting you, say, hey, come on.
Or how I say, hey,
I'm serious. The last point, number five. Be a cycle and a pattern breaker.
You be a cycle
and a pattern breaker in your family. That good thing that has never happened in your family. The reason why you are born again is for you
and it's a war
to become the first person.
When you are with the kind,
you should be the first to build that house. You should be the first to take that step. You should be the first to experience what no one in your family has ever experienced. That is why you are born again. Say, I'm a covenant child.
I say, yeah, Pamba.
Say, my father in heaven.
Me ja was true.
I am a covenant child.
Yeah, Pamba.
I am a covenant child.
Yeah, Pamba.
Say, as a covenant child,
yeah, Pamba, no.
I come before your throne.
My power,
shall we rise right now?
My
I come before you as a covenant child.
My power, le brokata la bazande le baba rababa le brokotoria darababe ya baba ya brokata la bazanda le breka bakata
in Jesus name.
Amen.
Say, my father in heaven.
I say, make your house room.
Why is you are standing?
Say, we jina honu.
Let me read the warnings and the admonition again. One, don't give the enemy, that is Satan and his host, the lances,
or little right against you.
That is why always ask God for mercy and confess your sins.
Do
you know what is going on now? There is a saying, even pastors are doing that. Gladys, we ask for forgiveness. How are they saying? We will only ask for forgiveness. The Kobia Dia Totokere. Totokere. The Kobia Natal.
But the baby, Sakakana. Bonifate, the baby, sir.
The baby,
Bonifate.
Listen to me.
I sit here.
Listen.
See.
There is a visa for Boniface for something that you are not aware.
Now, visa Boniface.
Before you realize,
when you remember also know,
you have spoken the bad word.
Now, what can somebody be?
Before you realize,
when you remember also know,
somebody has slept with you.
No, be no other.
But the one that you are aware,
now when you pa, now when you also know,
you really plan it.
Oh, now what is it?
And because you know that there is Boniface.
Ah, when you say forgiveness is
so
there.
You do it
into back, yeah.
And then later you ask Boniface.
Yeah, you know, forgiveness.
You are lying.
Oh, Chantro.
You are away.
When you pass,
because there is something called forgiveness.
And I say, before I Boniface,
so you say, let me finish.
Oh, mommy.
And then I'll ask forgiveness.
Nah, Boniface.
That was what Adam did.
Sana Adam kwaya.
Adam was away.
Adam, not only you pay here.
God told him. Don't eat. Oh.
Baby, oh.
The day you eat, you die. Adam was aware.
Adam, you know him.
We call him willing sin.
Oh, yeah.
There is no bonifacher for willing sin. You will suffer the consequences. This time, that's the language, bonifacher. Even pastors are using
forgiveness.
Boniface. Oh, Boniface.
Yes, forgiveness.
Boniface. It is true.
And the group passes.
But Boniface, when you are just tempted, you didn't plan it.
Once he said,
that is real Boniface. But
something
you are aware. That is one. I will do it and then ask for
Boniface.
You lie.
I need the Obua cry.
You lie.
Obua.
Say, my father in heaven.
My father was in heaven.
As a covenant child.
Say, a Pamba.
Any license. Any legal crown. Any legal right. I have given to the devil and his host to fight me. I take away with the covenant blood, with the blood of the new covenant. I take away the lances and the legal rights, ancestral lances, family lances, parental lances, personal lances that I have given to the enemy to fight me, to fight me, to torture me, to torment me, to hinder me, to oppose me, to delay me, by the blood, by the blood, with the blood of the new covenant, I take
take away. I take away the lancet. I take away the legal right. I take it away. I take it away.
Covenant child.
Sir, your covenant.
Now I declare any situation in my life that is not changing. That is not changing. That is not changing. Any nonsense, any legal right of the spirit behind that situation with the blood of the new covenant, I take away his nonsense. I take away his legal right. As I clap my hands, I take away. This situation has changed. It must change in my marriage, in my career, in my business, in my body, in my health, in my finances, in my relationship. Ya baba ya prakata libro kotoria dara baba 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 libro kotoria dara baba baba ya deri shaka baba baba prakata baba baba ya deri shaka baba baba
Go upon Sam.
Devil is Lucifer's legal name.
Now upon Sam no a Lucifer.
Lucifer's legal name is called Devil. Devil simply means accuser.
Now upon Sam, I see Chinese say on no total fool.
It's a lawyer, accuser.
Obi atuto ano? I'm ready.
Accuser of the brethren.
Atuto anu anu ano?
Satan is the enemy name of Lucifer.
Now Satan, the town for the
Satan simply means an adversary, a foe, an enemy, an opposer.
Or town for Obi authority.
That's the wicked nature of Satan.
And in
the
team of Dinding.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
Satan. Satan.
Devil. And your host, I owe you nothing. Whatever I owe you, the blood of Jesus Christ has paid. Say the blood of Jesus Christ removed your legal right and your lancet. Jesus Christ took it away. Took it away. Took it away and nailed it to the cross. Jesus Christ has taken away your lancet. Your legal right on my behalf, I therefore declare, you devil,
You set up. I owe you nothing. 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 So leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave my dream alone. Leave my destiny alone. Leave my health alone. Leave my testimony alone. Leave my marriage alone. Leave my fulfillment alone. Leave my desire alone. Leave my dream alone. Leave my destiny alone. Leave my prophecy alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave my testimony alone. Leave my health alone.
Leave me alone, 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 leave my prophetic alone, leave my marriage alone, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to command the unyielding and stubborn pharaohs.
Now, pharaoh are on pese obe jemu no.
Unyielding situations.
Tibia en pese obe jemu.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. The Lord is just speaking to me right
now. Yami kaza jemi sabri.
Okay, let's sing that song. So red.
Sobre a bubu, samba, your child. Come and take me to
listen to
me.
Look. It's, look. You can't fight that battle. You only align yourself with God. One thing God has taught me. You can't change any human being.
Look,
why? You can't change your husband. Husband, you can't change your wife. You cannot.
What you mean?
No human being has power to change any human being. Only the Holy Spirit. And listen to me.
Not to me.
Sometimes the more you are praying,
the
more your husband is misbehaving, the more your wife is behaving, the devil will tell you the prayer is always, it's a lie. The prayer is working. There are some people, God will allow them to go deep, go west, keep on going. Like Saul.
He said, Saul.
On the road to Damascus. He had a free way. Chasing the church. Arresting them. Persecuting them. He was behind the stoning of Stephen.
Now, on an
hour, who became Paul? When they were stoning Stephen, he was there. He was telling them why to cast the stone. Hit the head. Hit this place. God didn't stop him. But on the way to Damascus, then Jesus appeared to him.
And Jesus appeared.
What did that Saul become? He became Paul.
Now Paul, no.
Today,
Paul.
Out of the 27 books in the New Testament,
he wrote
how many? He wrote how many?
13.
Who told you that you can change your husband?
When I got to bet myself,
who told you that you can change your daughter, your child? Who told you?
When I catch you.
And my husband low, and this child low, and so and so low. You cannot take
anything.
Hand them over to God. And you get closer to God.
Look,
the more you are pleasing God, the more God is giving attention to
you.
Forget! One scripture that has really made sense. Psalm 8 verse 4. Who is man? Who is man? That you are mindful of him. Who is a husband? Who is a wife? Human being. And because of that, you can't worship God. You can't concentrate on prayer. I am not saying don't respect. No.
Who is it that is causing you?
When Oma,
who something is affecting your prayer?
Oh, when any baby come back, Barbara, what
do you
hear?
Do you know what is using the person?
Oni, enam ne suli esadi ano.
My husband.
Mikunu.
My husband.
Mikunu.
In my former church.
Na suli kanko ano?
I met this lady.
Oh, she have a baby.
And I gave her this scripture.
Oh man, say so.
I said. He said, so is it like that?
I said, oh, the artist is there now.
3 years ago.
Hear me say, Tomo.
Do you know that the man has changed?
When he said, Papa Nasisan.
Do you know that the man has changed?
When he said, Papa Nasisan.
The other day I went, the man was an usher.
Now, oh, Daniel, I said, training.
Ah!
I said, hey.
The woman said, Papa.
I said, Papa.
That advice you gave me.
Sir, a foot toe now, the man.
I just took off my mind for me.
He might be finished, so.
And put it on call.
And I'm listening.
I
mean,
and handed him over.
And
to God. I started serving God.
If you assist me,
I started concentrating. Look, sometimes that's how to snub the devil. Say snub, snubbing the devil. Snubbing the devil. Snubbing.
Oh, you need to be.
Don't give him attention to your husband or your wife or that child or your boss. I'm not saying that leave that person alone. Hand him over to God. And pay your attention to God. And pay your attention to God.
Say,
my Father in heaven.
Say, my
Father
in heaven.
Anything in my life
that
I have exalted more than you. Any person giving me problems that have resulted that problem more than you, I confess, I renounce, and I hand over that problem to you. I hand over that person to you. I hand over. I cannot change that situation. I cannot change that person. Oh Lord, take over. Sakarakata. Wife,
I don't know.
You are so worried.
More, baby, how more?
Because you feel your husband is chasing other ladies. So you have become a policeman, a policewoman to your husband. You are joking. You are joking. Say, Lord, anything in my life that I have exalted more than you, instead of exalting you, I cast it down. Take your rightful position in my life from today. Take your rightful position in that situation. I hand it over to you. I cannot change it, but you can change it. I hand over that situation.
I hand over.
I just said something. Finally, say,
Lord,
in this situation, manifest yourself this way. Manifest yourself this week. Facing the situation right now. Ask God to manifest himself. Yes. Defend yourself. In this situation, mention it. Lord, show yourself, show yourself, show yourself. In this particular situation, show yourself, Lord, show yourself, show yourself. It is in this situation that I will know you. Show yourself, show yourself. In this medical condition, show yourself. Lord, show yourself. Lord, show yourself. Lord, show yourself. Lord, show yourself. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. I cannot. I cannot. I have no power. But you can bring the change. You can bring the change.
Amen.
Please stop worrying about what people think about you. And people will say this.
Now,
and people will think this.
Oh, now, say.
Listen.
That's it.
You don't control what goes on in people's
minds.
Some people, when they make, they have a mindset of you can't change it.
But
God will just cause something to happen. Like has been happening to me.
Then to me.
The people will start coming to confess. Pastor, I heard you are like this.
Pastor, what is it?
I heard you are this.
Yeah, this is what you say.
Pastor, I've been thinking this way.
Also, me do is happen.
But Pastor, forgive me.
Now, so what you be?
I never knew.
Now, me name is that.
Who you are?
Send your what you.
Look.
Yeah.
You don't know what people do.
Only me anybody you.
What people do. You don't know.
Me money how anybody.
You are not in their head.
Only you are what
leave them.
Yeah, mom.
And please go.
Na Sonia
get closer to God.
Benya open.
Develop a relationship with God.
Oni
to please God.
Sia sabu Sonia
mi. Holiness and righteousness.
Na so akonko ye ni tree ni mo.
Na
ja kai no.
I'm telling you.
Catch you.
One day.
Na kro.
People start confessing.
Ni pa me bia sapo mo catch you.
I heard this about you.
Wait, 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 huh?
But I've observed you.
Now, so my hero,
I think like this.
They be say.
But no.
Now, so they be.
Like people have been to me.
Now, so say,
people come and they are confessing.
Oh, no,
I say, wow.
I say, hey.
Oh.
Oh.
I see.
Hey, my home.
I never knew.
Let me name that.
That you have this thought about
me. Who was that you were moving me home?
Look.
As if, yeah.
God will vindicate you.
Amen.
I said, God will vindicate you.
Yes.
Look, there is a vindication anointing in the house.
Amen.
There is a vindication anointing.
Amen.
A vindication anointing.
Amen.
A vindication anointing.
Jesus.
Let people gossip about
you.
It is good.
Yeah.
If only what they are saying is not true. Look, sometimes you just give a small explanation and leave it. Maybe there's something they don't understand. Give a small explanation and leave it. Or you don't talk at all. But the more they are talking, get closer to God. Please go.
So nyamieni.
Please go.
So nyamieni. Please
go.
God will handle them.
They will come to you with tears. years.
And
some of them, when they are coming, they will come with gifts. They will come with gifts.
They
will come and kneel down. Please.
Oh, yeah, Pacho.
I'm sorry.
Yes, no. Yes, no.
I heard this about
me too in power home.
I've thought about
you. My dream power home.
And listen to me.
Not hear me.
Anybody
Obibia
that has been spoken back up to you about.
Ah, why can't the body get power home?
Be careful.
In
say, Lord.
Lord.
Any negative voice, that has been established, anyone's ears, against me, let that voice die. Let that voice disappear. Let that voice die. Anyone carry a negative voice or mindset about me, vindicate me, vindicate me, vindicate me. Let that voice die. Let that voice die.
Let that voice die.
Let that voice die.
Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that voice die. Let that 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 die.
Let's be careful. And be patient with one another. When somebody acts in a way, relax. I was telling my wife.
Let me catch them here.
Look, people have issues.
They
want somebody to talk to.
They
want something to hear. But they don't know who.
And so only know about who catch them.
Because they don't trust people. So anytime you get the chance to stand before people, be careful what you are saying. When we are among each other, let's be careful the comments we make. You don't know what people are carrying around. The broken heart. The pain. Some have been abused secretly. The things people are going to. Make yourself a blessing. I'm telling you. When somebody comes around you, say something. Even sometimes when people are misbehaving, you don't know what is happening to them. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know who to share with. Marital issues, home issues, financial issues, health issues. That's why when we come to church, let's take time. And be patient with one another. Say a word of encouragement to somebody. Some years ago, somebody was talking about, why is that this person behave like this? And they were friends. Then I said, but the person is your friend.
I saw you were done for.
Do you know this sickness that the person has? Do you know that when you have this, the medicine you take, do you know that it makes you behave like
that?
The pastor, I'm sorry. Look, even some medication that people are taking. Look at me.
Hear me.
When I take lifting, 3 times right now.
Lifting.
When I take it 4 times, those who are around me, be careful.
They say, who on who are some of my beer?
Even that one.
And who poor?
What about now medicine?
Now, I come back say, Drew, so
medicine.
A Drew.
If you know the things people are taking and they are standing here. Sometimes when they make their head like this, it's medicine. Say, Lord,
Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Holy Spirit, help us to be patient with one another, to understand one another. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you for your visitation today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Take your offering right now.
You are various, Abre.
Take your covenant offering right now. Take an offering as a covenant child.
Now, for our forest, a pump
and our day born.
Any award.
Somebody was making me a sign.
May
God have mercy on you for making me a sign.
Oh, yeah, besides, I said, I don't know.
Command the powers, the God of the silver and gold, Daniel chapter 4, verse 4.
And then we command him that
he has no power
so only to me
over your silver and gold.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.